This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Arguably the most important single ship in the global economy this Monday is a 26-year-old Sierra Leonean-flagged bulk carrier named Razoni. It was underway from Odessa, Ukraine this morning, bound for Tripoli, Lebanon, 26,000 metric tons of corn on board, the first shipment of Ukrainian grain that's made it out since Russia invaded at the end of February. We have talked in the months since on this program about how the war and Russian blockades have reduced global grain supplies, of which Ukraine and Russia are key providers, which has caused both food shortages and higher prices worldwide. So Marketplace's Marielle Segarra gets us going with an update where food prices stand and where they might be heading.
In the U.S., the price of food at home, which is basically groceries, has jumped by more than 12% over the past year. Whole lot of reasons for that. A couple years ago, there was a swine fever outbreak in China, so a lot of pigs died and pork prices went up. Then Chris Barrett, an economist at Cornell, says as the pig populations recovered,
all of those pigs need to eat, and that increased demand for corn and soy and other things.
So those got more expensive. David Ortega is a food economist at Michigan State, and he says climate change is also playing a role.
We've seen droughts in parts of the U.S., the heat wave that set records in Europe, but also in, you know, other important agricultural producing regions, South America and Canada. And so that's led to, you know, less product being available, which adds upward pressure on prices.
Also, there is the war in Ukraine, which has made grain more expensive. Then there's other stuff that goes into the price of food. Fuel costs, labor costs, those have been rising too. Now, food inflation numbers in the U.S. are pretty bad. But Chris Barrett at Cornell says,
in some places, it's much worse because they have much longer, more expensive supply chains. They're more vulnerable to the oil price shocks that have really run up transport costs a lot.
Especially, he says, in landlocked parts of Africa and Asia. Globally, food prices are up by 23% over the past year. The good news is that's not as bad as things were in May. Prices at the grocery store are starting to come down a little bit, especially when it comes to grains and vegetable oils. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.